Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my friends, to Inner Child Radio and another episode of Conversations. This is Bill here with you tonight. And we'd like you to stick around for a minute or two and enjoy the show here at Inner Child, where we are empowering, enlightening, and embracing your divine inner child. Thank you for being here with us. God bless. And may the Source be with you.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to Monday Night Conversations as we're getting back on schedule. And, you know, Happy New Year's to everybody. You know, this is the last day of the year 2012. We will forever put it, well, hopefully forever put it behind us. You know, we have an opportunity to, you know, go forth a new year with a clean slate. So we hope that, you know, everybody, you know, thinks in terms of manifesting their highest self, manifesting the higher genes, and carry forth into the year all the problems and woes. We can literally turn that calendar page and leave them behind. So anyway, this is Jeff Bill, and as I said, we're here for conversations tonight. And tonight we have a very, very special guest, and you know, one that I'm really excited about, because this particular gentleman and all that he does, continues to do, you know, has been a significant part of my personal history, as well as many of you out there who have heard me. His name is Tony Strong. He's the former lead singer of the R&B group, sensational group, The Intruders. So we're going to be sharing some time the next 2 hours with him, you know, after we do the PSAs, you know, and talking about his life's work, you know, his background, and also sharing his music as well. So really excited about that. We'd like to welcome you all here. But before we actually get into the show, one of the things that we need to do is we need to do our PSA. So, you know, I'm going to start off by, you know, making a couple of announcements. Number one, today is the last day to contribute to the Valentine's Day anthology, which will be out in February. So if you haven't submitted that love poem, you have until the end, 12 o'clock midnight tonight, which is about 5 hours, 4 hours, and 55 minutes away, to contribute, to send it to the email, which is innerchildpressanthologies@gmail.com. That's innerchildpressanthologies@gmail.com. If you're a little confused, that's how to go about it. Just go to innerchildpress.com, click on the anthologies tab, and everything you need to know to do it successfully is right there. So it's up to you. We're going to get it out anyway. So we're really looking forward to that because, as you know, Valentine's Day is something very, very special for me. It's also something very special for my partner, Janet. It's her birthday, Valentine's Day. And, you know, but I just love doing the Valentine's Day show, the love thing, and we will have a special Valentine's Day love show. We'll probably be doing love all that week, you know, most definitely. The other thing that's going on with the Inner Child Press, we congratulations to all the authors. They're now in-house, and we have a whole slew of them. And just kind of name some of the names, you know, we're bragging, I guess you can call it. But we have, you know, people like Mitch Alexander, Christopher Scotty Snow, Tony Henninger, Juan Alberto Luna, Samuel Benjamin, Justin Blackburn, Keith the Notebook Williams, Gail Shazor, Teresa E. Gallion, Kalisa Powell, Loretta Hardrick, Janet P. Caldwell, Sharif Abdul-Rashid, June Barrafield, Isaiah Williams, Carlene Beverly, Miss Favin, Loving LeFay. Those are just a few of the names that we will be working with to get these books out at the beginning of this year. You know, so we're really excited about the work that lays before, you know, that looms before us. You know, so that's one thing. The other thing is that we have provided for you a couple of gifts, you know, for the benefit of humanity. The first one is through Inner Child Press. You can find it at innerchildpress.com or www.ininnerchild.com. Healing Through Words, which is an anthology of poets and writers from all over this wonderful globe of ours that have contributed their healing words to this particular anthology. It is a free, that's right, free, F-R-E-E, download at www.ininnerchild.com. That's on the front page. And also at Inner Child Press in the Amazon discount section. You can find the book as a free download. We also have it available in print volume if you'd like to have the book in your hand as opposed to reading on your computer or your device. So, you know, check that out. And be sure to pay it forward. The fact that it's free, share it with the world. It doesn't cost you anything to share it except a few seconds of your time to paste the link on your Facebook page or your other social group or your blog. And we ask you to do that because there's somebody out there that can use a good word and you can be the person to deliver it to them. So, why not? Also, going forward, let's see, we have a very, very special gift, a very, very good friend and, you know, a lighted soul, you know, Dr. Peter C. Rogers, who you'll hear me talk about him often. But, you know, we have this show that we do every morning from 9 until 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkShoe, Inner Child Radio Network on TalkShoe. And it's called The Hour of Power, where we share the tenets of the Master Key System. And that's how to take mastery over your life. This particular book is also the progenitor of what inspired Miss Burns, you know, The Secret, you know, along with various other things. What is the primary basis of the law of attraction? That's what it talks about, but it talks about taking mastery over your life. Well, Dr. Peter C. Rogers has, over the years, he's developed a PowerPoint presentation, you know, that, you know, he formerly used in his, you know, marketing, teaching the system extensively. You know, and it goes more in depth because you can actually see than what you hear over the radio. But he has, you know, co-signed, you know, to allow Inner Child to put it up on our websites where you can download it for free. You know, if you wish to make a donation to his organization, TALSA, feel free to do so, whether it's $1, $5, or $500,000. It doesn't make a difference. You know, it's where your heart is. But the point of the matter is where his heart is, he has given this course, you know, to the world at large. It's the Master Key System, written by Charles Hanel. This particular system was so powerful that the Vatican saw fit to keep it out of print for 70 years. They did not want people knowing how to master the laws because, of course, it means you have to go to them to figure out how to get through. Anyway, you can find it at Inner Child Magazine on Raising the Vibration, along with Peter's normal monthly article at The Ultimate Truth at Inner Child Magazine, and you can also find it at www.iaminnerchild just by clicking the master key link at the top of the page in the directory. That pretty much concludes the things I have to say about announcements, and then I'm going to go through right now our sponsors, and these are the people that are with us, you know, through thick and thin, you know, and have been with us for a long time, and they are Adele Banks Wilson of Adele Connections, Lovie Mapay of Heaven Speak Radio, Karen Lowe, Michelle Mathis of Olive Branch Ministries, Pelsa, that's Dr. Peter C. and Mrs. Rogers, Jill Delbridge of the Artist Lounge, the Poet Organization. This is a People of Extraordinary Talent, a Chicago-based organization of spoken word artists who also have a fantastic ministry working in wherever they have chapters, and have chapters all over the nation and a few, you know, outside of this particular nation as well. So they're a global reaching organization. Adeem Shabazz of Freedom Path Radio, the new writers are Sarah Stewart, who, that's the World Healing Day organization with Bill Douglas and Muhammad Essa, also who are principals in the World Tai Chi and the World Qigong organization. We have Everyday Connections themselves. This is Rico Shields and Jean Victoria Norlock. Keith Allen Hamilton of Poets, Writers, Photographers, Musicians, Artists Networking Group. You can also find the work that Keith is doing in supporting artists across the globe at keithallenhamilton.com. Jamie Bond of Unmuted Inc., Monique Forrest and Written in Pain of Breathing Through Paper, Karama Sadaka of KaramaSadaka.com. Evangelist Cookie from Kingdom's Child Ministries, Piccolo Books with Piccolo and Tuesday, Keisha Freed from Word Express, Regina Ann and Rich of Empowering Transformation. Special shout outs to Monty Smith the Street Poet, TJ Webb, filmmaker, Bruce George of Deaf Poetry Jam Fame, Pain, that's Poets Against Injustice Nationally, Danielle Ewing's Enlisted Soldiers, with Dion Ballard, Jeffrey A. Sanders Sr., Charlotte Lewis of Creative Empowerment, Steve McGoy of Scorpio Sessions, and Tammy Jones of Hip Hop Publishing. Special shout out and love to our inner circle of admins, and they are, starting at the top of the heap, is our chief administrator of all things inner child, is Janet P. Caldwell. Then we have Mama Ning herself, Lindsay Harrison, Adele Banks Wilson, Jade Banks, our only honorary admin, Rick O. Shields of Everyday Connection, Jill Delbridge of the Artist Lounge, Laura Sue Gutierrez, who is our poetry editor. And if you might want to stop by Inner Child Magazine and look at the wonderful article she did on Nilajana Bose, an international, she does a travel article, you know, at the magazine, but she also is a writer, and some magnificent work is included in the poetry section this week, this month, actually. Alan Jankowski, Tide the Light Poets Myth, Luna Sule, Star Poets, Carlene Beverly, Gail Shazor, Venus Sunshine, Regina Ann, and Jamie Bond. If you'd like to know more about what we're doing and like to join our private social site, you can join us at innerchild.ning.com. That's innerchild.ning.com. If you'd like to get an idea of all things Inner Child, we have a directory website, which is www.iaminnerchild.com. That's www.iaminnerchild.com. And to make sure that I have not stumbled and forgotten anything whatsoever, you know, I have my, you know, my boss is on the line, so I'm going to bring her in and make sure that I have not been less than diligent in my duty to give to you all the information that's necessary. So, Janet, did I miss anything? What was my grade?
Well, an A minus. A minus. You got the Valentine's thing in there, and it ends tonight, and thank you for that.
Okay.
Also on the Chatbook Express,
okay,
the sale was ending January 1st. That's 50 pages, 50 books. For just $299, you can get an extra 50 pages for an extra $50. So that one, you know, you may have forgotten.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, yeah. That means I got to take it down tomorrow, huh? So you're always making work for me, but that's okay.
That, and, you know, I just also like to mention that you can go to innerchildpress.com and click on the Amazon discount link to buy our books, because the same books are marked up by 40% at Amazon. So that's why we call it the Amazon discount.
Yeah.
And it's the same exact book. There's no difference whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. And I wouldn't say they're marked up. It's just that Amazon takes 40% off the top. So we actually literally mark them down when we go outside of Amazon. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, right. So let's give Amazon credit, you know, for being who they are. Anyway.
God bless you, Amazon. Okay.
God bless you, Amazon.
and CD Baby and, all the rest of them.
They're not as bad as Amazon, trust me. I'm telling you from experience, but it's all good, It's all good. As they say, it is what it is,
It definitely is what it is, but you can buy direct, from the publisher and say, so why not? And also,
and support
right now,
the authors. They still support the authors. Yeah. That's the most important thing. It's not really about Inner Child Press. If it was about Inner Child Press, we wouldn't be giving out the big royalties that we give. It's really about, putting more of the power in the author's hands. I've been an author for quite a number of years. More years, I don't really care to remember, but no more years than I can account for. Okay, I can know the number, but, try to remember what those years represented. It was just a great journey. However, the point that I'm making is that it was always the publishing houses or the marketing or the representatives, the publicists and the managers that got all the money. And by the time the author got, he or she is the person that did all the work, did all the writing. And by the time it got down to it, they got usually somewhere between 10 to 15, 18%, of the retail of what their product was selling for. And I think that's unfair. That's totally unfair. And, you ask yourself, well, what did I write the book for? I remember a couple of friends of mine, every time they sold a book, it cost them money. So imagine that you're paying this person 20%, this person 50%, this person, organization 40%, and then you got to be reimburse them for the expenses, that they fronted you. And by the time you look at it, you say, well, why did I even bother? Because I wanted to become famous for being broke,
Well,
anyway.
The truth of the matter is that Inner Child Press pays the author a much higher percentage than Amazon does.
We got no checks
from Amazon for $1.
We don't need to get into all that. Okay, the bottom line is the most important thing, I think, is not so much the money, but the fact is that, publishing a book is a very significant journey for anybody to publish a book.
It is.
And I think the most important thing that we lend is that contact, that familiarity, that intimacy to help you along your path so that you can see your dreams come into fruition. Whether you make a ton of money at it or whether you just want it for posterity, to be able to pass on to your children and your family or whatever. Either way, we're with you and on an intimate basis because we are published authors as well. So we empath and understand the journey, the trials and the tribulations. And to me, that is the most significant thing, is that to have somebody that cares about you beyond your file on their database.
Right.
Okay. But, Janet, is there anything else we need to talk about?
No, other than that, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. I cannot wait to hear Tony. I'm huge fan of The Intruders, and
I'm gonna play some music because I haven't seen him on the board as of yet, and we had a talk, so we'll see, what's happening here, because I think we have one call on the board right now, and that's William Washington besides us.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big shout out to William, and so we're really looking to get it in, and let's see, I have Tony Strong I have his number. Okay, maybe I might dial him, but in the meantime, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start playing some of this music, and then I'm going to read his bio, and we'll see what goes. But this is a song way back, it brought, when I started downloading and uploading the songs for the show, it kind of, William, and people like Rick and myself, this applies to us. These are questions we may have asked that young lady years ago, back in the 60s and 70s, and this is Tony Strong, here we go.
Does he think the usual way? Maybe I
Like me and Willie Washington, my namesake, William, you know, we didn't want them young girls' mamas to know about us. Anyway, I'm just kidding. But anyway, that was Tony Strong, lead singer, former lead singer, I guess I might say, you know, for the Intruders. And he is with us tonight. We have him on the air, on the mic, on the board. And we'll be bringing him in a few minutes. But I'd just like to give you a little familiarization about Tony and his background. And then we'll go in, you know, talking about, you know, Tony. Tony is a singer, choreographer, and also fashion designer. He's a multi-talented individual. Tony began singing gospel at the early age of 3 in the children's choir, the young adult choir, and the inspirational choir, all at the Oak Grove Baptist Church in Philadelphia under the guiding hand of the late and famous Reverend William Sullivan Sr. Okay, it's interesting, you know, when you stop and you think, about Tony's background and about many, many R&B artists, if you would, that, you know, a lot of the background does actually, go to and, you know, and is, you know, rooted in gospel. You know, because from gospel, you know, we had the opportunity to actually express ourselves, you know, in a very, very soulful way. And when we talk about Tony, Tony also sang lead vocals for the Scots International Chorus at the New Bethlehem Baptist Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Reverend Scott Jones, pastor, Tony formed his own gospel group called Heavenly Joy and was also instrumental in the forming of the male chorus at his own, at this particular church. Tony is a multi-talented individual, as I said before, which includes R&B vocals and art choreography. And he has done work for such groups as The Perfections, Blue Magic, The Intrigues, TaylorMade, The Ebonies, and many former Motown artists such as Ron Thorpe and The Heartstone. And, of course, he's been the lead vocals for the Phillies Intruders, in honor of one of his favorite singers, Philadelphia owned the late, great Little Sonny of the Intruders. Still, Tony's roots are with gospel singing, and in the early part of 1991, he was auditioning for an R&B position. Tony was approached by Michael G., one of the founders of the Intruders, and asked if he would consider singing for the Lord. And Tony replied that singing gospel is really what he wanted to do. Tony was then introduced to Brother Erskine, and soon after, the Lord sent George, and glory to God, Fully Committed was born. Michael G. left the group later in 1992, and they're still fully committed to singing gospel, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our favorite gospel artist is the Sensational Nightingales. Tony Strong is a lead and background vocal arranger, choreographer, fashion designer, and an original member of Fully Committed, gospel recording artist out of Philadelphia. So we're talking about a storied background, but today we're here, you know, at the bequest of a very good friend of mine, Mr. Butch Ingram of Soddy Hill Music, because, you know, this, what I just read, talks about Tony's background. But Tony is marching forward on a new path today, which we will, you know, talk about, you know, extensively, as he is preparing to release, you know, a new CD titled Tony Strong and It Ain't Over. It's Tony Strong and Philly Soul, which was produced at Society Hill Music. So without further ado, before I keep tripping over my tongue, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Tony in and let Tony tell his story. Tony, how are you, man?
How you doing?
Man, I am blessed, always. Always blessed, man. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's you. You read the whole thing. You left me nothing to say.
No. We're gonna get the stories out. You know, but first of all, I just want to say thank you and, you know, welcome and you know, because, you know, like when we think about, you know, music in general, you know,
sure.
And maybe I'm old enough to go back there. I think a few of us are. You know, we've seen the change or the migration or the transformation in music. And the type of music, the style, you know, the words employed, and it when I listened to this particular CD that you have, and I, you know, it kind of stimulated me to go back and start. Okay, the Intruders, Cowboys, the Girls, you know, and you know, that was a John, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, back in the day. I remember. And I was saying on the radio when that first came out. I think that came out about 72 or so.
That's correct.
Yeah, when that first came out, I was trying to figure it to myself. I'm like, what are they singing about Cowboys to Girls for? Because I mean, I'm a Philly boy too. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm like,
okay.
You know, I don't know anything about cowboys, you know, but other than watching the westerns. So I'm still to this day trying to figure out what that particular why Cowboys to Girls. But you know, whatever reason, it stuck. And everybody, I think that lived in that era can hum that song, or you know, sing a few bars. Cowboys to Girls. I remember.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the hits. That was one of the Tudors.
Now I got the man right here on the radio. So give me a few bars, man. You know, I'll pass that. Remember, man. Give me about 16, 32 bars of that, man. Yeah.
Oh, sure, no problem. I remember when I used to play shoot 'em up. I remember when I chased the girls and beat 'em up. There we go.
I love it.
Oh yeah, but, that was one of my favorite groups.
So Tony, in reading the bio and you know knowing you know you grew up not only in the strong influence of gospel, you know,
mm-hmm.
and also the strong influence of the Philly sound, you know, which Kenny and you know and Leon and you know Linda
oh, yeah.
Creed and you know, Bruce Dawes and Butch Ingram and all those people, you know, had a hand in, you know, not only participating in this sound, but, you know, being a part of it, but also the creative, you know, aspects of what the Philly sound. And it is quite unique. It is different from the Detroit Motown sound. It's different from the South sound, the R&B, the, you know, that came out of the South, you know, via, you know, Tamla and various other, you know, labels. Tell us about the influences, the early influences of music on you because you started singing at the age of three in Boston, you know, and and the R&B, you know. Can you tell us a little bit about your perspectives on that?
Sure. Well, I started at an early age when I used to see my grandmother on the choir and everything,
okay.
And that really encouraged me, you know, to see, you know, just a bunch of people up there singing and enjoying themselves. And so I went into a church one day, and what happened, my mother took me, and what happened, it was Oak Grove Baptist Church, and they had a young adult choir, you know, little children choir. And I joined that, you know, and I was on the road from there. You couldn't tell me anything. Oh, I was rejoicing in everything. You know, I loved it. And then I carried on, and I stayed in it. I did the young adult choir, then the adult choir, you know. And then, you know, I went on from there. But my mother, she was a singer, and she had a 54-piece band. She never made it professionally because of the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she always teased me, yeah, you got to sing it for me, not your father. Little jokes she always teased me with. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like that's where I did get it from. I did inherit that from her, I will say. And I guess she started me on my way when she started taking me to church to add a little choir, you know, a little children's choir, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, then I had admired a lot of groups that was doing choreography and steps.
Okay.
And a lot of steps wasn't, yeah, there's groups out here, but they wasn't like they wasn't like the Temptations. There was a lot of groups out here. They were just doing steps, but it wasn't pertaining going with the. It wasn't really going with the song,
okay.
You know. And Charlie Pride, which was the Temptations choreographer, he was really, really. I really admired him of everything that he'd done, and
okay.
I took that right after him, you know, and I started teaching groups. I taught the, I did things with Whatnot, I did things with, so many, it was Dumatic. I mean, there's so many groups that I dealt with, you know, and even now I help groups now and then with choreography, you know, local groups, you know,
okay.
And so forth, they're trying to get ahead, you know, and, what influenced me of, That's pertaining to choreography. What influenced me of the aspect of being an entertainer is one person that I really admire, and that was like Dionne Warwick. That was like Smokey Robinson.
And
okay. When I say that, I'm talking about the respect
okay.
towards the people. You know, you can get people that give shows, but they'll come out slouchy, won't give the people what they want. Those
right.
type of groups, they really, really, you know, they really, you know, cared for the people. And we had some of the best groups here, like the Delphonics, the Blue Notes.
Oh, man.
You know, Sister Squares. You know, we had some of the best groups. I wish that Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff would have kept holding on until they got very successful where they should have been. Because the difference of Philly sound and Motown sound, it's like, you know, you could tell the Philly sound. Philly sound was more orchestrated,
right.
You know, than Motown, you know.
Yes.
But one thing about it gives Barry Gordy credit is that a lot of his entertainers, they did made it in movies or they had
mm-hmm.
a part, and then they carried on, you know what I mean, and so forth.
Right.
But, you know, we got the Blue Notes still going on strong. The Delphonics
right.
are still going on strong. Sister Sledge, Intruders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got, you know, you even got right over the bridge. You even got the Ebonies. They going
right.
on strong, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, I mean, you got these groups, they really, really, you know, out there. And they're, and the people will never forget R&B. Never.
Right. Right.
I like rap as well, but I'm glad rap softened up a whole lot. It softened
right.
up a whole lot because
yeah.
you can't knock the future. You
right.
can't knock the future.
Right.
But
that's
it was
true.
A little rough in the beginning, but they got a little softer now. And now,
right.
matter of fact, a lot of them now trying to become singers and so forth, you know?
Yeah.
And they uses a lot of vowel material and things like that, you know, from the R&B sound, of course.
Right,
but,
right.
But, you know, it's like, you know, I'm glad that, you know, things in rap really chilled out, the saying the B word and all like that. You didn't hear that in the R&B sound.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear
mm-hmm.
that now. You know, we say the B word, the F word and all that. Oh, my God.
No, you wouldn't get on radio.
That's crazy.
We would if you said that, we would have never heard those records back in the day.
You, exactly. They wouldn't
you know?
Even got spun.
Yeah. Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. But going forward, you know, or let's go back a little bit.
Sure.
You know, when we think in terms of, you know, the influence of R&B as, you know, and I would say, you know, the older generation knows it. And you still have these, you know, younger artists, and I got to say younger artists because they're younger than me, you know,
sure.
that are emulating, you know, the R&B. I mean, you got. You know, a lot of notables, you know, out there that are reaching back. You know, everything from, you know, I mean, I know when we look at Anita Baker, you know, Anita Baker is not of that particular old school R&B, you know.
Right.
You know, or you look at some of the Corinne Baileys or, you know, and they're all strongly influenced. I mean, Joe and, you know, and I could go on with a lot of names that are influenced, you know, by their yesteryears. You know,
of course,
and of course, when we go back to our yesteryears of the 60s and 70s, we were highly influenced by the yesteryears of the old school gospel. You know, that came up out of the church. You know,
yes, it did.
You know, because it had a lot of flavor in it. It had a lot of soul in it. So the first thing I like to do is shout out to people like Butch Ingram who are holding it down. People like yourself who are still holding it down, and you know, giving to the people, you know, that soft. Sweet music, the Trues, and you know the Gene Carnes that are still out there on the grind, and you know showing up, and you know still working hard to you know provide us with that pleasure, that music. You know, I just so appreciate.
I tell you, it's guys like that we have, like Butch Ingram, that's still out there, you know, pushing things and so forth. You know, you count it on your fingers. The producers really that's out there now, really like. Pushing things, you know, not forgetting the R&B sound, you know. I mean, you name it. You what you had Jackie Wilson, Otis Redding way back in the day. You know, the Four Seasons. You know Frankie Lyman. You name it. I mean, it's really like started really pumping up right back then, man. They really had the sound, you know.
Right.
And so forth. And they didn't take anything out of perspective and then R&B kept coming like that. It kept like that. You know?
I mean, like,
and it still is.
I mean, like even the lyrics, you know, not only the sound, but when we talk about the lyrics, you know, were a lot more wholesome. They weren't demeaning. There were no demeaning, you know, lyrics. If we talked about love, we talked about love. It wasn't about hitting that and hitting this, you know. It wasn't about all that kind of, you know. And I'm not knocking that, but it's just perhaps for me, I hate to think of somebody hitting my daughter as opposed to somebody wanting to visit her and say, you know, I love you till the end of forever.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, like,
I mean, R&B is the type of sound that really it's something that goes in the home. You know, it goes in relationships.
Right.
You know, it goes into, instead of, you know, it's like, you know, making babies and all that. I mean, it was about love.
Yeah.
It was about love, you know, and so forth. As a matter of fact, it even helped families in homes just listening to it, you know.
Right.
We can't raise relationships and so forth, you know.
Right.
They throw on, you know, some Intruders. They throw on Al Green. They throw on the Delphonics, you know.
Right.
You know, we didn't have a lot of those words, you know, like that. You know?
Oh, we knew better than to say them too, you know.
Exactly. And it never go out of style.
Trust me,
people never ever go out of style.
That's so true.
It was never ever. I mean, can you imagine that you're a rapper and you get to be 60 years old? It can't happen. You can't rap when you're 67. Like, you know, But all
well, some of them look like they're 60 years old the way they live in, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I mean, with R&B, you could be 70, 80. You could still bring it out. You know, your
right.
voice may
right.
change a little bit,
right.
you know, but you can still sing. You can
right.
sing. You're telling it's about telling a story, you
right.
know.
Right.
You're telling a story.
Right.
And when you're in it, you're in it to that
right.
story, you know. And you're singing
yeah.
it from your heart. And I've been doing it for years. At times, like I was doing a thing where that if the Delphonics needed help, I used to help them. If the Blue Notes needed help, I helped them. You know, and so forth and so on. But it's one thing I never leave. I never left my gospel. And as the Phillies and Truths, we've been kicking that for like 20 years, you
okay.
know, and I was with them, and you know, it's just that as of now, is that I just want to branch out, you know,
I just
want to branch out, and you know,
let's hold it right there about branching out. I'm going to take a little break here. We're going to give you a chance to, you know, grab a water or, you know, catch a breath, you know, because you've been
sure.
going strong. But, you know, I had some music, you know, I was able to grab some music of yours, you know, and, you know, I'd like you to set this one up because this talks about the branching out. This kind of, you know, I remember this particular song I want to play is Text for My Ex, you know. Now, when we go back,
yeah.
we didn't know anything about texting, you know. I mean, texting was just invented within the last 10, 15, 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I remember as a kid, I couldn't even use the telephone unless I got permission, you know. And then it was like, who are you calling? Why do you need to call them, you know? You know, so those particular types of things. And then we went through the era of pagers and, you know, beepers and, you know, whatever. But set up for us text from my ex.
This is a song called Text to My Ex. It's about, you know, you know your girl's chilly and you give her your coat, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
she goes in your pocket, and all of a sudden your phone might have said boo, and then damn, she checks your phone out and you got caught. But
busted,
you know, you
huh?
didn't really, a man really didn't mean for that to happen though.
Yeah, right. Okay, everybody,
yeah.
this is Tony Strong, Text to My Ex. This is from the new CD, It Ain't Over. So we'll be right back with you after this.
Just a text from my ex.
Okay, that was Text to My Ex by Tony Strong. This is Just Dog. We're here at Conversations, and we have with us Tony Strong, former lead singer of The Intruders. Tony,
yeah,
got a couple of questions for you. Okay, you know, a couple of things. You know, when I roll the years back, you know, I see that, you know, one of the things that was, you know, prevalent, you know, in that era of, you know, the genesis of that rich Motown Philly sound. And I got to include Camden sound, because that music was a little bit different. You know, that sound, you know, there was an absence of ego. I mean, there was some groups like, you know, the Supremes went from the Supremes to Diana Ross and the Supremes. It went from the Bluebells to Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. We had Harold Melvin and the Bluebells, you know, but, you know, for the most part, the groups were the Dells, the Shylights. You know, the Intruders, the Blue Magic, the Dramatics, you know, it was always this teen type player. So a lot of times we heard people's voices and we did not necessarily know who they were. So over the years, we've enjoyed your sound, we've enjoyed your music, we've enjoyed your voice, you know, and not necessarily making the connect to whose voice that was. We might have seen you on stage and never really knew the names. All we knew that we enjoyed the sound. Now, going forward, you know, I got a call a couple of weeks ago, you know, from Butch, you know, and said, hey, you know, Tony Strong. I'm like, in all honesty, I'm like, Tony Strong, who's Tony Strong? You know, he says, Tony Strong, you know, because, you know, Butch knows Tony Strong, you know, the lead singer for The Intruders. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I knew the music, you know.
Right.
But
you didn't
now,
know the name.
I didn't know the name. I couldn't associate the face with the name or the name with the group, you know. I mean, I knew Little Sonny, you know, I mean, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. But, you know, going forward, you know, you're making a transition, as I see it, and correct me if I'm wrong, in your journey, in that now you're striking out. This is your first solo CD?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's my first solo CD, and I'm really loving it, you know.
Okay.
I have a lot of good responses of it as well. It's like, you know, when people, you know, some people been with groups for years and years, and they feel like they want to, like, stretch out on their own. There's no animosity to the other fellas or whatever, or women, but it's just like they just want to stretch out a little bit, you know, get some air, you know, and so forth. The only group that was originally was together is was the Dells, you know, and they first tenor, he passed away I think a couple years ago, you know, and so forth. But it's like, you know, you just move on. I mean, it's like you introduce yourself on stage, like you said, people don't know who you are when you fulfill someone's spot and so forth, you know. Years ago, it used to be where that a lot of groups can go ahead and they will be known. They'll get on an album, you know, they'll get on an album and so forth, you know. But a lot of that now is not happening, you know, for replacing. Like Dennis Hare was friends. Back then, he was bringing out a lot of albums and things like that.
Right.
You know, he took David Ruffin place, so he got known, you know.
Right. Exactly.
And so forth. So that's how it goes. Things change, you know what I mean?
Right.
Things just change, man, you know.
So tell us about this transition with you. Okay, how did it go? I mean, you know, you're in with Butch, Society Hill Music, you know, and, you know, like I said, big kudos, Butch. I mean, what a great, great producer, arranger, musician, and, you know, and all aspects of the music business he has visited upon, mastered, you know. But, you know, tell us how that hookup came about.
Well, how that hookup came about, Butch Ingram was asking me years ago about doing something, you know, and either we couldn't connect, he was busy or I was busy.
Okay.
And then one day, I forgot where we saw each other, but I think he came to one of my shows and me and him talked, and I just, you know, I decided, hey, you know what, why not, you know, I just wanted to just finally stretch out, you know. I had good inspiration by one of my background singers on this CD, Janine Walton. You know, she's a fantastic singer herself, you know.
Okay.
She's going to be coming out with something soon.
Okay.
Butch Ingram is fantastic. I mean, he don't forget about R&B. And the change of it, I wanted to make a change where that the sound is different, where that people can dance to, you know, think about back in the day, but the thing's just more moderate. You know, I mean, the album is more moderate, you know,
right,
and so forth. It, you know, consists of the, like, text to my ex. Then you have on there wind it, you know. That's a nice dance for the, what do you call those people that dance? Line dancing, you know.
Okay.
Then you got a song like The Mothers, The Intruders, they made a song, I Always Love My Mama. And I wanted to do something for, do a song for the daddy. So Butch came up with the song about daddy. Oh, it's a beautiful tune, man. Very beautiful tune. And the number one thing is that, you know, is it ain't over. But, you know, it's a little bold, but, you know, it's a guy speaking his mind, you know.
Right,
He's speaking his mind, you know, and so forth. But, we know still yet, regardless if he speaks his mind, the woman still has control.
here's what I want to do. You know, I think the main thing right here, you know, as we tell the story, I want people to get a good taste of your music because this CD is now available, you know, Tony Strong, It Ain't Over. And, you know, you mentioned It Ain't Over, you know, and a matter of fact, It Ain't Over, you also got Butch Ingram singing, you know, that's always a treat because, you know, he can blow. He can blow. He doesn't like the limelight, but the boy can blow.
He can blow.
So that's what I want to do. I want to play this track, It Ain't Over, and this is Tony Strong with a feature of Butch Ingram in this particular song. And this is It Ain't Over. So sit back and enjoy the music as we take it. You know, Tony takes us on a trip back and a trip forward all at the same time. This is Tony Strong, It Ain't Over, featuring Butch Ingram from Society Hill Music.
Girl, all this time I keep thinking about you, can't let you go. Even though we broke up, I really, really miss you. I know you see me looking at you, maybe thinking I'm crazy and all like that. I just can't give you up and I can't let you go. So I just want to say one thing to you, just for you to know. I've been thinking about you for a long, long time. Remember the days when you were mine. You said that you loved me, I said I loved you too. Girl, whatever happened, how can we be through? Well, I kept a secret for a long time about you. I'm gonna tell you my secret, and you know it's true. And you know it's true. It ain't over, it can't be over, cause I can't let go. It ain't over, it just ain't over, till I say so. Remember the days when it was me and you. You have to come back. I'm not through with you.
I'm not finished with you, girl.
It's no longer a secret, cause there is no more time.
You're out of time.
I'm tired of waiting. Girl, you are mine.
Come
here. It ain't over, it can't be over. I'm in love with you.
Why are you trying to leave?
And you know it's true.
Come here.
It ain't over, it can't be over, cause I can't let go.
All this money I've been spending on you.
It ain't over.
I like that too, man. I like that, man.
Oh, thank you.
You know, that's a nice groove, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, from lyrics to the beat, you know, I mean, it's a nice, nice piece, man. Nice piece. Who wrote that?
Well, Butch Ingram wrote that.
He wrote that? Do you write, Tony?
Yes.
As well?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I write gospel and R&B. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Yeah.
Now when I say write, lyrics and the music as well, or?
Well, I don't do the music, but I have a good ear where I want things to be.
Okay.
And you know, but I mostly do you know, writing the song out.
Okay,
know?
So you hear the melody, you know.
Yeah, I hear
and
the
then,
melody.
And then you go
yeah.
find a guy like a Butch Ingram, so you go, this is what I'm hearing, you know, do it.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. But Butch he did the music and the lyrics. He did
yeah.
the music and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's phenomenal. That's all I can say about him. But we're
yeah,
not here
yeah,
to talk
yeah.
about Butch, and I know he doesn't like us talking about him. You know, he's a guy that, you know, you turn the lights on, he runs, you know.
Yeah, he lays back.
Yeah, he likes
guy.
To be in the background. You know, because he always
yeah.
speaks to me. He says, it ain't about me. It's about the artist. It's about the artist. He is a definite artist advocate, you know.
Yeah, well, he's like me on stage. Because after I do a show, everybody else be wanting to go ahead and boogie and get down or whatever. Most of the time, I you know, I interact with the crowd and so forth, you know, afterwards. Then I'm going to my hotel room or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm. okay.
and so forth. Yeah, you know, I'm pretty laid back in that way. And I thank God, you know, that I never smoked reefer. I've never dealt with drugs, anything in my life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad of that. You know, it took a lot of our good singers away, you know.
Right,
and
right.
so forth. It really did, you know. But
now, mm-hmm.
okay.
Now, Tony, when you think of this particular CD, you know, there's 14 tracks on the CD. Is there anything that's really dear to your heart on this particular CD?
You know, I really love the Daddy. I really love the Daddy song.
Okay.
I really love that song. You know, it's very
mm-hmm.
touching. You know, it's touching to
okay.
my heart. You know. And so forth. The whole CD, though, the whole CD
okay.
is nice. You know, it's phenomenal. The CD itself, it has, you know, different meanings for different
okay.
things. It has enjoyment to it. You know, it's a great, great CD. You
okay.
know, I think it's the best out here to me. You know, it's really the best out here to me. I mean, people should go ahead and get it, check it out. You know, it's a really great CD where you can just lay back, chill. If
mm-hmm.
you want to get up and dance, you can. You know, that's it's for young and old. You know, it's,
right.
it's not just for, you know, one, you know, person. It's just it's for young and old, you know,
right.
generation, you know.
Right.
And so forth. Yeah,
now,
great.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tony, shout out where they can find this CD. I we'll post it in our chat room because we have a chat room as well. But tell us where people can find this CD to purchase it, because I saw a place where we could purchase the tracks on Amazon, you know, or the whole CD.
Well, you could purchase the CD. You could go for right now. You can go on iTunes.
Okay.
You can go right on iTunes and check out and get the CD. And you put in Tony Strong, It Ain't Over, and, you know, you get it right from there. You can get it
okay.
right from there, you know. And, you know, I hope, you know, everyone go ahead and pick it on up, you know, and so forth, you know. Because
okay.
it's going to be a number one. It's definitely going to be a number one. That's for
okay.
sure.
I see Janet
That's
has it in the chat room already, you know.
Great.
But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So you going forward? Okay, you have this CD. What's on the agenda? What's on the calendar? You going to do a tour? I know you have
yes.
a CD release party coming up real soon.
Yes, June the 6th.
June the 5th. Okay.
June the 6th. The sixth.
Okay.
June.
Okay.
Yeah, at the Holiday Inn on Route 70
in Cherry Hill.
In Cherry Hill. That is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, when do you start your tour? Are you going to start touring with the CD now, or are you still
yes.
working with the Intruders? Tell us what's going on.
Well, what's going on is that I'm you know, just doing me at this time.
Okay.
And they got things set up like in Europe, Brazil, things like that. You know,
okay.
I'll be going over there doing. Press release on a CD and
mm-hmm.
you know and entertain as well over there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
And even now here in the States, you know, they playing the CD, you know, here and there, you know, and
beautiful.
So forth. Well, you know, yeah. So it's a good thing, you know. It's a blessing, you know, and
beautiful.
So forth. It's a good thing, and I'm excited. I'm very excited about it, you know.
Well, you,
really.
You should be. And you know, and it's good to see you out here, you know, sharing your artistry, your particular craft, the way you want it, you know, with the world, you know, because you know we talked earlier about groups, and a lot of times in groups, your sound gets, you know, subverted when you acquiesce to the whole or the group mentality, but you know, it's good to whatever, to see you coming out doing your thing.
It really is, you know. The thing is that you know. Oh, I have good guys, you know,
mm-hmm.
as Intruders, you know what I mean? But it's just
mm-hmm.
that I just wanted to just go out, you know, on my own, you know, and
right.
so forth. And, you know, take the advantage, you know, because it's songs that I wanted to do, you know. It's just songs that I really wanted to do, you know, and so forth. And
mm-hmm.
and the first CD that I have that's out is fantastic. It's great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some Intruder songs on there that I sing as well.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, we played
yeah.
One, Does Your Mama Know About Me, earlier, you know, and I, you know, that was an interesting song because I we had a lot of fun because
yeah.
that brought back instant memories, I tell you, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't an Intruder song, but yeah, that
Whose song was that?
Song.
Now, see, I'm too
yeah.
old to remember.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. I forgot the artist's name who did that. Oh, wow. I was just looking at their DVD. I forgot the name of the artist. But the Intruders on that song, on the songs that I do that's by the Intruders, is Always Love My Mama, Friends No More, that's on there, United, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that, you know, is on there. And, you know, it's a little different than I would normally... the way I would normally sing it,
mm-hmm.
but everything is still standard. Everything is
okay.
still there, but it's just that I just did it just a little different, you know.
Okay.
So cool. But you have Jerry Butler. I did a couple of his tunes on there as well.
Okay.
People really would love that. And then I like to change my voice. I like to change my voice up. you know, when I do other artists' songs, I like to get close as possible. But only on this, it's me, you know, on all my original It Ain't Over Texting My Ex and et cetera. Those songs is me, you know, it brings
okay.
me, you know, and so forth. It's something that like I said, that I wanted to do. Now somebody could go ahead and try to imitate me.
Right. I hear you.
But I love what I do, you know. I love music, period. I mean,
okay.
believe it or not, I love the guy Toby, the country singer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, I like all kinds of music.
Okay.
All kinds of music, you know. I mean, that's what makes people happy in the world, listening to music.
Absolutely.
You know, that they can understand, you know. And we need more than that. We need more of that in the world than in anything. And we need a lot of more Butch Englands out here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
You know?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we certainly
yeah,
do.
Yeah, really nice guy. And as a matter of fact, it's not only just Butch, it's his whole family, man.
The whole family.
Yeah,
the whole family. You know, Johnny, Billy. I see you have on the CD. You have Billy doing a guitar solo. You know,
exactly. I have Johnny Ingram in the background as well. You know, and so forth, and a couple of more people. You know, it's in the background. I mean, you know, you got the best there. Believe me, you got the best there. And when you had the Ingram brothers. You know, they put it down and they work good together. You know, you get a family work with you. You know, it's indescribable. You know, it really is. You know, and then it's the thing is, when you do things and you're making a song, you know, you want to be comfortable. You know, you want to be comfortable to what you do, and it makes me, you know, Butch makes me very comfortable of what I do. You know,
right,
and so forth. You know. And you don't have 30 or 40 people in a studio and all like that. You know, you can concentrate on what you got to do, you know.
Right.
And that's why the CD is fantastic the way it is. Because,
right.
you know, I was just focusing on what we had to do, the work we had to put in. It's a lot of work in doing the song. I advise the youngsters that's coming up out here is to, you know, do your thing, you know. But be focused on what you're doing. Don't do it just to do it. You know, do it because you love it, you know.
Right.
And so forth, you know. And, you know, I've been doing the Intruders thing years and years, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm loving it and love it, you know. I really
right.
love it. You know, Sonny was my best singer and so forth. I was looking at the video and I said, you know what, let me put some choreography to this thing. And every song I put choreography to, and I even grabbed things out of the hat that I do that the Intruders did, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, for instance, let's see, Who Does She Think She Is, you know, and Baby, I'm So Lonely, you know.
Mm.
And what Butch did, he took the flavor of the Intruder and put it into what we was doing, you know.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, which is very, very nice, you know.
Yeah.
So forth.
Oh, well, yeah. you know, I want to keep on doing the music, and you know, this is a tune that kind of takes me back, and this is one we were talking about earlier. So I'm just going to keep on playing music. We're going to play some music until they kick us out, you know, of the house. But this one here, you know, for those that have been around in that era, here we go. This is Tony Strong, and this is a tribute to the Intruders. nice job on that. That takes you back. That takes you back, man, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that takes you back. Now, you know, when I went shopping around, as I talked to you earlier, you know, I had a little issue trying to upload music. So I wound up going to Amazon, and I, you know, punched in your name, and I noticed you had a 5-track CD, which was a tribute, you know, to the Intruders.
That's correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how significant that was to you and how that helped bring you to where you are now.
Well, during the Intruders, well, they was always my group. I used to go to the Uptown Theater on board the Dolphin and see them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was like my best group, you know. I mean, it was like my best group. And I liked his Sonny style, you know. He had like a country type singing, you know, and so forth, but he had his own style. He was like you said earlier, you know, about noticing a singer. Well, he was the type of singer you definitely, if you hear his voice, you definitely would know it's him. You know, mm-hmm. he had, like I said, a country type style voice,
right.
you know, and I really liked the way that he sung the songs, how he brought it out. You know, I think Kenny Gamble did a fantastic job, you know, with them. What inspired me is that the style, and then after back in 95, that's when I went ahead and joined the Phillies, you know, joined the Phillies Intruders. But how it happened, I was with a guy named Mears, and he lived in Jersey, and he had, you know, instead of he had Intruders, but the thing was with Mears, he was a very nice guy, and you know, had differences and so forth. So what happened? I kept it going, and you know, everybody loved, you know, the way we sounded, you know. Everybody mm-hmm. loved the way we sounded. Actually, it scared the heck out of me because one time I did a gig and some lady said, "Sonny, little Sonny." I said, no, little Sonny. He said, "No." He said, "No, you're little Sonny." I mean, she kept following me saying I'm little Sonny. And I'm like, no. I finally convinced her. And, Ollie Woodson, God bless him, that used to be with the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
We did a cruise, and honest to God, for the whole week, Ollie kept calling me, "Little Sonny, little Sonny." I mean, you know, everybody, you know, was saying I sound just like him. I'm the closest thing to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he was my idol. You know, I really, you know, appreciated Sonny. You know, really bringing out the type of songs that he did that fitted him and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's what I was so happy of having the Intruders, man. I wanted to do a fantastic job with it, which I think
mm-hmm.
I did, you know.
Yeah, and I so think forth, you did, too.
You know, and that's the story to that, you know.
Okay.
That's the story to that.
Now, I got to Now, if you don't mind, I got a few people that want to say something to you on the line. So I'm going to bring them in and let them shout out. Our first call is coming from area code 214. You're on the air. This is Janet Caldwell.
Hello, Tony Strong. How are you?
Hello. Okay. All right.
I am so happy that you're here. I'm the co-host in the chat room. I don't think you're in the chat room. Anyway, I wanted to say congratulations on that new CD. I'm so happy. Oh, my gosh, you have no idea. I am so happy to see that come out. And, you know, I still listen to the Intruders, the Delphonics, you know, Jerry Butler, who else? Cornelius Bowes and Sister Rose, all of them, Barbara Lewis, you name it.
Oh, wow.
I'm listening, and, you know, once in a while I'll get on a music craze. Well, I'm always on a music craze, but I'll get on
mm-hmm.
a music craze. And on my Facebook page, all you see is music all the way down. And like you, I listen to a little bit of everything. And I'm so appreciative, and I hope to see you at your CD release party. Congratulations.
Oh, Thank you, and I would love to see you there. Come on, holler.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome. All right, I will fall back. I will not, because I'm a talker.
Yeah.
It's quite all right.
Okay.
All right. Blessings and peace.
That's Janet Caldwell. No, that's Janet Caldwell, and she's part of our family. You know, she's our chief of staff that runs the organization. So she was the one that was, whose responsibility was to, you know, post the show and, you know, do all the shout outs for you to let everybody know you're going to be here. You know, so much kudos, and we thank her so much for all that she does. We have another call coming out of New York. This is another family member, Mr. William Washington. You're on the line.
Hello.
Yes, hello, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Brother Tony. Listen, first I want to just tell you that I love you, I love your music, and that Cowboys and Girls got me a whole lot of behind with them. So I blame you for that. We were playing it for real. No, really, but secondly, I want to tell you that I was blessed maybe 2 years ago to be picked up by Soul One Productions. And I got to open up for a classic soul group, the Delphonics Review, featuring Greg Hill. And just to be on stage with cats like yourself and Greg Hill and the Delphonics Review and Sugar Bear, you know, it just made my lifetime dream come true. You know, I'm an old dude.
Great.
I'm 53.
Great.
But it was just a wonderful thing, and you are the standard bearer. You know, you're one of the last warriors we have left of a time long gone, you know, a sound that's long gone. So I appreciate you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. And keep doing it, because remember, everything that's old is new again. So
that's
you're going to be right
that's
back
right.
on the top
you
of
can, you
that's
hanging
right.
it to yourself, you know. Yeah.
I'm trying. I don't sing, but I can do some poetry.
No,
let me open
sing.
Up for them and do some poetry, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's where songs come from, poetry. Like.
That's what I'm trying to tell Bill. One day I'm going to learn how to sing it. I'm a fix Bill. That's right. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
There you go.
Thank you,
there
sir.
You go.
And Happy New Year to you and your family.
Okay, you too. You too.
Yes, sir.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's William Washington. That's my brother, you know. We were laughing, we were joking when, you know, the first song we played was Does Your Mama Know About Me? You know? And I was saying, you know, that song brings back memories, but, you know, him and I, you know, we were both Williams. We're the type of guys, we didn't want them young girls' mamas to know about us. Yeah, we wanted nor anybody else. No, it wasn't me. You know what the guy said?
It wasn't me, right?
It wasn't me.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah. Tony, you mentioned this song earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, If I Could Only Talk to Daddy. You know?
Yeah.
Tell us the significance of that song, because I want to give it a spin, you know, since you talked about it. You know, I like people to hear it. You know, this is an opportunity for people to get familiar with your music. Tell us about the song, background, or how it came about and what it means to you.
Well, the song, you know, means a lot to me. My father passed like 3 years ago, and, you know, it's a song where that, you know, your father, you know, you don't communicate like you should. You know, and then, you know, you realize it during the passing, you know, and so forth. And, you know, you just wish you could talk to your father just one more time, you know.
Right.
It's a thing where that, you know, a lot of us, you know, we, you know, like we got the Always Love My Mama song. But we needed a father song. I mean, the fathers need credit of what they do, you know, and so forth as well. You know, but the only thing about this is it's a sad, but it's a happy song as well, you know, and so forth. Check it out. You know, tell me how you feel about it. I mean, you know, it's very meaningful to me, and I'm quite sure it'll be meaningful to a lot of others that's out there. I mean, Butch really put a hurt into this song. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, then here we go. This is a production of Society Home Music, Butch Ingram specifically. This is Tony Strong, If I Could Only Talk to Daddy. So sit back and enjoy.
I've been around the world singing how much I love my mama. we sometimes forget the world depends on balance. Balance. Our children depend on balance. And the balance in our homes is a mother and a father.
One of my favorite songs, you know, being a writer, one of my favorite songs has always been Dance with My Father, you know, the Luther rendition, Dance with My Father, you know, and, you know, Luther's Luther. But this one here is right up there in reference to his message, the music, the delivery, and it's sure enough Philadelphia sound. You know, I love it. I shouldn't have left. And I can see where, you know, that can be very, very moving, you know, because like you said, there's a lot of things we wish we could have said, should have said, and didn't take the opportunity to say because we were too busy doing me, you know. You know, and when that time goes, it's gone. You know, we lost the opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's a message for everybody out there. If there's somebody you love, tell them. Let them know now why they're alive. You know, don't stand in line for the regrets that are coming your way because you did not do what your heart inclined you to do. You know, I love that message music. I love that message music.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that song was very, very touching, you know.
Yeah.
And Butch, he wrote that. He really put a hurting on that one. I really rejoice singing that song. I really love it, you know, and so forth. I feel it, you know, and so forth. I really do, you know. Beautiful song.
You have some people. We have a chat room. I don't know if you were aware of that, but we have a chat room because this is an online radio show. Broadcast online, but I just want to shout out the people in the chat room that are here to share, you know, this interview with you. Of course, you spoke to Janet. That's Janet Caldwell. But we also have Samuel Benjamin of Complicated Passions, Denzel Maurice, Rico Shields of Everyday Connection. We have a couple of guests in. We have Jill Dalbridge of the Artist Lounge, Teresa E. Gallion of Poets Den, Razira, all the way from Romania is here to listen to you. And of course the young man you spoke to, well, the old man you spoke to, William Washington from New York. Because if he knows the intruders, you know, he's an old man just like me. So he didn't get away. But we're young in spirit, as it was the old. But they're all here sharing this journey with you tonight, and you know, we're just thankful for having you here to share with us.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing for all of us. Now, you know, earlier we were talking about, you know, I wanted to get this in. Earlier talking about the fact that, you know, you've done all this choreography for many groups, you know, and then, you know, I wanted to tie this in, you know, because as we know that, you know, in the African-American church or the black church, you know, especially the holiness and the Baptist, you know, that there's a whole bunch of dance going on, you know what I mean? You know, along when that spirit hits them, you know, the sisters, you know, and the brothers get up there, pat their feet and dancing up and down the aisle.
You talk about the Baptist church.
The Baptist church and the holiness, They be getting it in.
And the holiness, oh,
yeah,
wow,
they be getting
yeah.
it in. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you were raised in a Baptist church, correct?
Huh?
You were raised in a Baptist church?
I was raised in the Baptist church, yes.
Okay. So, you know, some of that, them choreography skills might be, you know, flashbacks of times, you know, before. You know, but do you think that the freedom of movement that is expressed in you know, in that religious spiritual atmosphere has anything to do with your choreography and, you know, what you're doing now and when you define?
I tell you something, and no, it hasn't, because in the churches, like, they used to scare you. They say, don't cross your feet and all like that. You know? Yeah, I'm serious.
I never heard that one before. But, you know, you
see,
don't
do that. That's the devil's work and all that.
Oh, really?
So philosophy, no, I just say that the rhythm came from the death. Not the dancer, but the rhythm.
Okay. Because see, nowadays you have all these spirit dancers, worship dancers, you know.
Worship dancers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have these big mega choirs now that are doing steps.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
You know? I gotta watch now and see if they're crossing their feet, because see now
you got to see the single cross their feet, man. They're not gonna do that. That they're not gonna do. But my gospel group, we were the first ones that fully committed. We were the first ones that came out and did choreography. I put choreography in it, but it wasn't out of context, you know.
Okay.
And in the gospel group, man, it's three of us, me, George, and Erskine. People loved us, man. I mean, it shocked me. We was on a cruise at one time, and we singing the song, Convicted Heart that Erskine Butler wrote, and the people got up and they started dancing. I'm like, oh my God, they was literally dancing. I'm like, wow. I mean, that was a switch. You know, I mean, they like bopping and everything. I'm like, whoa. But you know, it's you know, it's rhythm and everything. I mean, people, I really don't call it dancing. I call it enjoyment. I call it rejoicing and enjoyment. You know, now you have a lot of choirs, like you were saying, like you got a lot of choirs out here doing movements. Yeah, they doing movements, but you know, they all in sync with it. It's not out of context.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so forth, you know. Like if you go over Africa, look at the dances that they be doing.
Okay.
I mean, they really be doing it. But they might be in sync, but they really be doing it, you know.
Well, they may hear a different rhythm than what we hear.
Yeah, I think they hear a real different rhythm than what we do. But
it's the backbeat they're working on. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, it's just the rhythm. It's the rhythm, you know what I mean, and so forth. That's basically what it is about now. It's a lot of nationalities is doing that now, you know. I mean, even in the Catholic churches, they starting to swave. They swave more. They do a little swaving, you know what I mean, and so forth.
When we think of choreography, when I think of choreography, you know, I remember, you know, the Temptations and, you know, the steps they used to do, Dells and, you know, going there. But one of the things that I saw, you know, that actually kind of took choreography to a whole new level was when, you know, they did Electric Boogaloo. You know, when they did the break dancing, you know, I think that flash dance was, you know, an expression of that same new genre of choreography. And of course, we know that Michael Jackson took the whole thing to a level that's never been, you know, along with Jeffrey Daniel. They just took it a whole different level. But there again, some of the movements of Michael Jackson, like, you know, the little crotch grab and, you know, the hip thrust, you know, is not acceptable in some genres of musical expression. You know, well, we won't even talk about gospel, but even in reference to some styles of music. You know, is that showing the transition into this new age, this new exciting, you know, because it does seem to be sort of like sexual, whereas if I go back to the 60s and 70s, the you know, it wasn't a sexual aspect, but the love aspect of dance coupled with song was more of an enticing manner as opposed to a suggestive manner. What's your feelings on when you when you look at a group and you're getting ready to take them on to do, you know, to choreograph their movement? What is your feeling? What is it that you look for?
Well, what I look for is a lot of like, let's say, for instance, first of all, they have to have some sort of rhythm. Are you gonna be a while in doing, you know, of teaching them? And like, you look at the weight. You have to look at the weight of a person. You have to, you know, make sure they have some sort of rhythm going on. If they don't, then you just got to teach them, you know. But you look at the weight. Make sure they could move from right to left. You know, it's a thing where that it's a lot of timing in the choreography. It's a lot of timing. Now, consistent of like Michael Jackson, and when he was on his own, it's much easier. You know, I mean, he was fantastic in his head. And concerning when you're dealing with three or four other individuals, then that's where you have to go ahead and make it happen where that everybody can sink in. Because believe it or not, if you have someone that really not up to par in choreography, you may have to adjust something. You might have to put him in the middle or her in the middle or whatever, you know, to make it look good, to make it more smoother. You know, when you're doing a group, you have to really work hard at it. What they're doing today is basically a lot of them, they're dancing. You know, a lot of them is doing a lot of it's like a dancing type of thing, you know, and so forth. You gotta excuse me. Somebody distracted me. Okay, so what it is that you have to go ahead and, you know, deal with different people, and showing them, you know, how to step, you know, when to step, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very time consuming. It's more than what people think. Than when you see people up there on stage moving, believe me, it takes a lot of work doing that. A lot of work doing that. All they're doing now is just dancing. That's all they're doing. It's just like in singing. While it's a lot of them that's out there singing, but they're singing with the record. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? They're not really singing. You know,
okay.
I mean, and so forth. I'm like dancing. I was teaching a girl. This is the honest to God truth. This girl was dancing and her tail off. I mean, phenomenal dancer by herself. I stuck her with a group. She could not do no steps at all. So I had to go ahead, you know, and work with her, you know. I had to go ahead and work with her and took around just one song. I say it took her around and get it maybe around 3 months' time, believe it or not, just for one song. But out there on the floor dancing, and she was really, you know, one of them dancing type groups. Oh, they was great. But when it comes to a group of R&B, of just stepping, it's different. It's not easy as people think.
Mm.
You know, yeah, a lot of work goes into that. A lot of work goes
right.
into that.
Right.
You know, but I will tip my hat off to these youngsters. The dancing that they do, I couldn't do it now to save my life. So it's just 22, yeah. So that's where I'm at with it. You know, I mean, I enjoy it, you know, teaching different groups choreography, and I love to see a group that I taught get out there, you know.
Right, right.
Be out there. It makes me feel good, especially when they're doing it to the utmost. It makes me
right.
feel real good, you know. And like I taught, like youngsters, like these young groups I teach, I'll go ahead and maybe show them of the dances that they had today. I may show a little bit of it because I may not do the whole dance, but I show them a little bit of it, but then they'll know the rest automatically, you know.
Okay.
And then I go back to the basics, you know. So it's a lot of work. My thing is a lot of people like to show choreography with mirrors. I never did like it that. I never
okay.
liked it to show people choreography in mirrors. I like them to lock it in their head of what
right.
they're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If
right.
they go in the mirror, they look for the mirror the next day, you know what I mean? And then they
mm-hmm.
concentrate, looking at themselves, working so hard and fumbling in their stop.
Right.
I want them to keep going, you know what
right.
I mean? And then we come back to the mistakes.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like I said, Charlie, man, that put the champs and a lot of other groups out there, he really, really was my idol in that, you
right.
know, and teaching
right.
that choreography, you
okay.
know.
Tony, I want to get another piece of music in. I have two tracks I'm going to get, one to close out the show, but I have Voyage to Atlantis. That's with the guitar solo by Billy Ingram. And I also have one you mentioned earlier, I think it was Wind It, featuring Little Lover.
Yeah, Wind It, yeah. Yeah, Wind It.
Okay, tell
That's
us about
like
that track.
Wind It is like a line dance song.
Okay.
You know, and so forth. People will love it. No,
okay.
You do too.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to play Wind It, and this is Tony Strong featuring Little Lover. We'll be right back with you after this tune.
Wine, 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 wine Hello.
Okay, I think we lost Bill.
Oh, we lost Bill.
Blog Talk Radio has been acting crazy. So I appreciate your patience. You'll call back in.
Okay.
I am just so interested. I mean, this show has been amazing. I will definitely listen to the archives. And by the way, do you have a fan page on Facebook?
You know what? I sure don't. I really don't at this time. I've been doing a lot of other things, you know, but I am going to set that up. Yeah, Janet, we'll set that up.
Janet, you spoke that into existence because I lost my internet connection right after I hung up with you. But
no,
you know, tell
me. Okay, I'm going to blame you.
But
you
thank you for
it.
Bailing out. But tell me, on that particular song, you know, line dance song, you know, is there steps? I kind of reminiscent of, you know, the old barn dances where you had the barker, the caller was calling at the line. That's what line dance is, just a different genre of, you know, music. But
right.
You know, with that, you're actually calling out the steps. Did you actually choreograph a line dance to that?
No, I haven't choreographed. I have somebody working on that for me.
You need to call up the Tony. You need to call up the Tony. The Tony. You know, claim
no.
it. It's yours. You know?
The Tony.
The Tony.
The Tony. Oh, my God. Yeah, I like it to say the wine. I like it to say the wine. Wind it.
Okay.
Wind it. Yeah. That way they know that it's the line dance song.
I got you.
Got to get ready to wind it up. Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. That's a nice track, man. That was a nice track.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's a fun track. You know, it's a fun track.
Yeah, it was. You know, I would love just sitting down there watching all the young people sweat because, you know, I get up there and I'd sweat myself to death dancing to that. But,
oh, you were hanging there.
It's just an energetic track. Energetic. I liked it.
Oh, that's a fun song. I enjoyed doing that. That's another song Butch wrote. And, you know, like I said, Butch had mixed things up, you know, made, you know, the whole album, like, you know, there's different types. Like, you got the Daddy song, then you got the Wind It song, then, you know, It Ain't Over, you know.
Yeah.
And It Ain't Over, that's a, you know, Butchie really loved that song. He put his heart in it. That's his song. All of them basically my favorite, but that's his number one that he really loved.
Okay.
And mine now, too.
Tony, we're winding down to the last few minutes of the show, and one of the things which is a staple with us is whenever we have a guest, we always give the guest a microphone. If they have any message they'd like to give to humanity, the neighborhood, the listeners, or the world, or whatever, you know, this is your time. We give you the mic, and, you know, if there's any message from your spirit, your heart, your mind that you want to, you know, share with people, now this is your time. So the mic is yours.
Oh, great. Well, I'd like to thank y'all for having me, first of all, and I'd like for everybody to pray for my mother that just got out the hospital. And consisting of the music entertainment business, I want all the youngsters out there, you know, don't give up your dream, you know, keep it going, you know. It's not easy, but it'll be worth it when you get there. You know, and I'm glad that all the rappers now cooled out. I really am. I'm calling them B-words and things like that, you know, because everybody has mothers, man, you know. And, you know, and considerable of R&B, the ones that's in the R&B and so forth, keep it up, you know, keep the good work up. You know, R&B is going to be around for years to come, you know.
Right.
And,
sure.
You know, and I want everybody out there to go ahead, buy the CD using, what you just said, Amazon. You can go to iTunes, and it should be in stores shortly as well. And, you know, be coming out. And June the 6th, come at the Holiday Inn at Cherry Hill on Route 70. On
Beautiful.
Route 70. And the ticket is only just $10 and so forth, food and thing. And you will see me out there as well. And I'll be doing a half an hour show out there.
Okay.
And you'll see my background singers, and, you know, and y'all will enjoy it. You know, come out and have a nice time.
Well, I'll be there. And I'm looking forward to meeting you, man. You know, really.
Great. And Bill, look, again, man, thanks for having me. You know,
Tony,
I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me.
Well, we appreciate you, too, and thank you so much. And I'll give you a call after the show, you know, just to tighten up, you know. But thank you, Tony, for being with us and sharing your gifts with us tonight. You know, we really appreciate you. And for all those out there who heard him, you know, we can send a prayer for his mother, who is facing some medical challenges, you know, that, you know, she finds comfort and help, you know. So
Tony, I wish you a happy new year, and you know, may your journey be prosperous, you know, in your, you know, your new path, you know, and we wish you a lot of success with this new CD. And for those out there, the title of the CD is "It Ain't Over," and it's Tony Strong, just like it sounds, Strong, Tony Strong. So check it out. It ain't over. Tony, again, thank you so much for the blessings.
All right, thank you too, Bill. Really
okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take
okay.
Care.
That was Tony Strong, you know, and the title of the CD is "It Ain't Over." In the meantime, as we're closing out here, as we know, this is New Year's Eve, you know, and we want to thank you all for taking some time to be with us here with us this evening, and we of course wish you all the prosperity that, you know, creation can muster to fall into your lap, you know, as you make the transition into this new year at 12 o'clock wherever you are, you know, and. All I can say is, you know, be safe out there, you know. So thank you for being here with us. And we're going to go out with another tune, Tony. And this is titled Voyage to Atlantis. This is featuring Billy Ingram on a guitar solo. So check it out. We'll be right back with you. Actually, we're going out of here. So see you later.
Lady, let my spirit.